Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. No guests today, just us. If you want to call in about anything, go ahead. Got a few items I want to bring up. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we start the Open North American. And I've always said that Fairbanks is the mushing capital of the world. And this is the grand finale, the sprint races. We also have the Yukon Quest, many, many different races throughout the interior, many different trails. And Fairbanks is the mecca of it all. This Friday starts about, well, it starts after my radio program. How's that? They can't interrupt KFAR radio for it, but we do. KFAR does follow it with different checkpoints. The first day on Friday, the race is 20.3 miles. On Saturday, the race is again 20.3 miles. Then on Sunday, the race concludes at 27.6 miles. So your cumulative time over those 3 days is how you stand at the end. And some great athletes, great dog, canine athletes, incredible. And this is what they're bred for. It's what they do and how they do it. And again, very proud of KFAR and how we go out and we have different checkpoints announcing throughout the day. And hopefully you listen. Anyway, so that's Open North American. Then there's this other thing that happens naturally, and it's called March Madness, and that everyone starts filling out their brackets. Has anyone ever, in the history of this event, gotten a full bracket completely correct? And anyway, if you have, congratulations. It's, you know, very rare, I would think. But hey, great basketball. There's playing games on Wednesday, then on Thursday and Friday, the first two rounds. Then we go into the 32 after that, and Saturday and Sunday, and then the next weekend it's a Sweet 16. Then the next weekend it's a Final Four with the championship game on Monday night. Final Four on Saturday, championship game on Monday, and Even though it stretches into April, it's called March Madness. So what the heck, you know? Now, we had Treg Taylor on Friday. And what you're going to start seeing, they're finally maybe getting serious on an issue, and that's the decline of fishing. Our natural salmon stocks, you know. When was the last time you could catch a king salmon on the Kenai River? You can't anymore. I mean, they don't even let you catch and release it. And so they're finally trying to address this. You know, the Yukon River has just been decimated. The Kenai, you know, the one area that goes well is Bristol Bay, the Dillingham region. That Bristol Bay drainage that's still doing well. But that's an outlier, and you're going to see every candidate that's running for governor bring that up and have that issue. So anyway, the legislature, they're still in. I'm going to have Mike Prox, Representative Mike Prox, on tomorrow. Craig Compo on Tuesday with me, and I'm on Wednesday rather. I'm sorry, and we'll see who's. This Friday, I try and do my guests a week out. You know, I always try and have one, if not two, at the most days, where just me, random thoughts, a little bit of ranting here and there, some random thoughts, some information, and if there's anything you're on your mind today, again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, I worked on the pipeline when I was 17 years old. I know. And I was in the laborers union, 942, working for Houston Contracting back when it was really Houston Contracting was not owned by the Arctic Slope Region Corporation, but they purchased it, and a wise move on their behalf. So I got some random facts and thoughts on the pipeline. And so let's go through a few of these. Now, the air temperature range along the route goes from minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit to plus 95 degrees Fahrenheit. So it gets cold up there in the Alaska Range or the Brooks Range. The diameter of the pipe is 48 inches at its highest elevations. Attican Pass, 4,739 feet at the crest. Isabel Pass, named after Isabel Barnett, that is 3,420 feet. Then Thompson Pass, going into Valdez there, that's 2,812 feet. Now, here's one for you. The maximum grade, 145% or 55 degrees at Thompson Pass. The length is 800 miles, which includes 407 feet added to milepost 200 reroute in April of 1985. The line fill volume of the pipeline is 9,059,057 barrels. That's the amount of oil that's in there when it's fully going. It goes across the Brooks Range, Alaska Range, and the Chugach Mountain Range. Most people, you know, they forget about the Chugach Mountain Range. And there's 42 gallons in a barrel. And, there are 34 major river crossings and 500 other stream crossings of sorts. Oh, boy. So they had to get a lot of stuff done for that. And Alyeska. It's an Aleut word meaning mainland. And Alyeska was incorporated on Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. The Trans-Alaska Pipeline was incorporated on August 14th, 1970. It was originally called the Trans-Alaska Pipeline Project. TAPS, a joint venture of Atlantic Pipeline Company, now ConocoPhillips Transportation, Alaska, Humble Oil Company, now Exxon Pipeline, and BP, later BP Alaska. Anyway, it developed plans for construction of the Prudhoe Bay Pipeline. So, there's some of the history of it in Atlantic Richfield. So, oil was discovered in 1967 by a joint venture between Humble Oil and Atlantic Richfield Company, as I recall. And Alaska hasn't been the same since. Excuse me, got a little bit of a cough there. So, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
If pain slows you down, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine helps you stay active. From sports injuries to everyday aches, their board-certified team is here for the interior community. McKinley Orthopedics gets you back to what you love. More at mckinleyortho.com.
Make Ivory Tax part of your weekend plans. Gluten-free Thursday. Friday night means prime rib perfection. Saturday, dig into mouth-watering baby back ribs. And Sunday, brunch done right. Grab your people. Enjoy the full bar selection or swing by the liquor store for a six-pack to go. And don't forget to snag some Ivory Jack's swag. Proud supporters of the dog mushing community, Ivory Jack's is excited to sponsor the 80th year of the Open North American. From start to finish, Ivory Jack's, where the parking is always gluten-free.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Frontier Outfitters. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center, Interior Alaska's choice for state-of-the-art eye care. Find relief with the most advanced dry eye center in the interior. See clearly and be free of your reading glasses and contacts for good. Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center. Surgeons Dr. Laura Kearsley and Dr. Jason Crosby specialize in premium cataract surgery, LASIK laser vision correction, and treatment of eye disease. All insurance accepted. Schedule your consultation. Visit MountainViewEyes.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
One above today under mainly clear skies. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 27 below tonight. High temperatures reach up to zero tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temps well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs near zero to the single digits above zero. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here with me if you want to call in with something on your mind. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. The legislature is still in session. They're just about, what is it, almost halfway there. And we'll see what they do. Interesting article by Representative Carrick in today's paper, her own personal thought of how bad the minority caucus, all 19 of them, voted not to raid $500 million from the CBR, Constitutional Budget Reserve. And they wanted a day to see what the estimates of the oil would be, and the majority didn't want that. So they didn't get their way, and the next day that they found the estimates, they're going to have an extra $300 million from the price of oil that's gone up because of a little shooting war in Iran. And Ashley was just dumbfounded that 19 people would vote in unison not to give them that much money. So anyway, they'll get back at it. They'll fund what they need to fund, and simple as that. It'll probably come out of the Senate. You know, last year the House, the Democratic Party, the majority, they surrendered. They sent over to the Senate. I mean, it was a surrender of on the budget, because they sent over a budget that was not balanced. I mean, they said, okay, our budget has a $500 million deficit. You guys figure it out for us and save us, and they did. So anyway, it's just the way things are. You know, money's tight, funds are tight, and when that happens, you'll see arguments happening. And but you see arguments happening down there all the time anyway without funds being tight. Just there's differences. And Senate seems to be quite peaceful getting stuff done. You know, Senators Kronk is doing well down there. He's in the minority along with Senator Myers. And then you have Senator Kawasaki in the majority. And it seems more harmonious in the Senate than in the House. But we'll see what happens. Again, they adjourn, and when they adjourn this time, it's that legislature is terminated, and they go through elections, and we'll see what happens. And so far, the only one I believe so far is Mike Prox has a person who's, I believe, put in the letter of intent to file. And I believe Frank Tomaszewski has the same person who ran against him last time, too. I forget the name of her. A nice lady, a good lady. And so we'll see what happens there. We'll see if Maxine Dybert gets a candidate in competition with her, and if Ashley Carrick gets a candidate in competition with her, and if Will Stapp, if he gets a candidate in competition with him. And so, just the way it is. And Senator Myers, I believe he's up for re-election this year. And so Godspeed to him. Best work for him. He's done very well. His first 2 years, he decided not to be in a caucus. And his last 2 years, he's been in a caucus. Even when he was not in a caucus, he got a lot of things accomplished. It was refreshing to see him get things accomplished without being in a caucus. There was about three or four of them that were not in a caucus. And he's in a caucus this year. He's in the minority. And he's getting stuff done. So it's just good to see. And again, the Open North American. Where are you going to watch it from? You know, the Creamer's Field is a great location. Don't bring a dog. Leave your canine units at home because that could be distracting, and you'll have the race marshals asking you to take the dog away if you go out there, and therefore, just the way it is, so be careful. But it's a great location. It's right there at Creamer's Field. You walk down the trail, and there it is. And bring a lawn chair, sit out there, and enjoy it. The weather is supposed to be a little bit warmer during that time frame. Let's see here. What is the weather going to be there? besides cold, we've had a very cold weather winter. So on Friday, it's going to be around, you know, it's going to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's going to warm up to 5, 10, and 15 above. So, heck, after what we've been through, my God, that's sunbathing weather. But don't bring your bathing suits out there. Back to some information on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. There's Animal Crossings. They made 554 animal crossing areas, which had a height of 10 feet. Then 23 buried locations. And so they took animals into account for their different, you know, things that they do. Also, archaeological survey pre-construction, the entire route was surveyed by the University of Alaska and Alaska Methodist University under a contract to Alyeska. The survey, which cost at that time $2.2 million, resulted in the excavation of approximately 330 sites. So it really was a precursor on the University of Alaska doing a lot of archaeological work, you know. So great job there. And the barrel of crude oil is 42 gallons and weighs 310.9 pounds per barrel. Wow. There's more than 170 bird species identified along the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline. And, that'll get going. Construction costs approximately $8 billion for the entire system, including the terminal, the pump stations at the conclusion of the initial construction period in 1977. The original estimate, I think, was $790 million. So, they were off by a little bit of a factor there. Oh, boy. Now, construction materials, the gravel for the entire project, 73 million cubic yards of which $32 million cubic yards went for gravel on the work pad. Construction time was from April 29, 1974 to June 20, 1977 to complete the pipeline, pump stations, roads, and terminal. And I was at pump station 1 on June 20, 1977 when it was turned on. And we had busloads of the press come in, and over 300 people from the press, including the BBC to the All-Alaska Weekly. I saw Mrs. Redmond up there. That was neat seeing her at that time. And so the time frame for the pre-construction effort was approximately 6 years. So, At its peak, there were 21,600 contractors on there. Now we're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
This is Charles.
Charles, what are you up to?
Oh, thinking about the VSMs.
Ah.
VSMs.
Yep.
You understand that?
Yep.
Okay, a vertical support member.
Mm-hmm.
No one today could imagine the Alaska pipeline with part of it not elevated where the frost was.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And that's why Hickel had stalled for, or delayed for 5 years for that reason. What he says in his book, Who Owns America? And it's like, you want to read that, but yeah. So how many VSMs were there? What, it was probably half of the line was lifted. So how many miles were elevated, et cetera? And how many caribou crossings?
Yeah, 560-some caribou crossings or game crossings, animal crossings. There was, I think there was like 78,000 VSMs on that thing. Yeah, it's a heck of a construction project. You lived through it in high school, man, in junior high. What the heck?
I was there in the 87 park.
Mm-hmm.
They had a camp built, but it was pickled for 5-6 years.
Yeah, I was at Kaparik in 1980. That's the last time I worked, you know, construction up there on that.
I'm kind of sad to see ARCO left, and that happened a long time ago, but I think ARCO was one that was more Alaska-minded, and after that, it just got big business to turn into Chase Manhattan. You want Chase Manhattan? You want the British own your pipeline? There you are. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
Later.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, let's see here. What else do we have on the pipe? Oh, I got another phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hello, David?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Terry.
Hello, Terry.
I've had a question in my mind for a while. This is some of your biologists and so forth that you get on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, regarding the salmon, how many salmon hatcheries are on the Yukon, if any, and I was wondering if you've ever discussed why we don't have one up here.
I have never discussed that. I don't know that answer, but that's a great question, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Rod Boyce a call. He's at the university, and I will get an expert of fisheries management on the radio, you know, within the next 3 weeks, I would think. That's a great topic. And you're going to be hearing a lot more about it from the different candidates running for governor.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great topic, Terry. Thank you.
A lot of rivers around here we could help out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and why did they choose pink salmon as their most fishery-enhanced aspect? Why the pink? I want to ask that question, too. Yeah. Why the most worthless one? Okay, you have a great afternoon. I got to take a break here. Yeah, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. You got some Red Hot Chili Peppers bumper music coming at you. Then you're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, and some weather. And we will be back.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump says U.S. and Israeli forces are making progress disarming Iran.
We've achieved a 90% reduction in their ballistic missile launches and a 95% reduction in drone attacks. The missiles are trickling in now.
He says 7,000 military targets across Iran have been destroyed. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president is pressuring NATO allies to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
He continues to speak with our allies in Europe and is calling on them to do more, just as he did when he called on them to step up with respect to their defense spending in NATO. He's calling them to do more here, and I think you'll see that come to fruition.
The president is saying NATO could face a very bad future if they fail to take action. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchor's Daily News reports Alaska House Republican minority members on Thursday refused to approve a draw of millions of dollars from state savings to pay for disaster relief and transportation projects amid war-driven oil prices that are set to net the state tens of millions of dollars in unforeseen revenue. Republicans reasoned that oil revenue driven by the war in Iran will eliminate the need for using savings to cover $373 million in expenses in the current fiscal year. Thinking that oil prices are too volatile to be relied upon, majority members in the House had sought to draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve to cover the added spending in the current fiscal year. Drawing from that account, which currently has roughly $3 billion in it, requires approval from three-quarters of the House and the Senate. The price per barrel of North Slope crude stood at $92 per barrel on Tuesday, compared to the fall forecast of $65 per barrel on average. But lawmakers in the majority said that oil prices are volatile and there is no guarantee that they will remain at their current level.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday offer is from Cafe Miguelito's. This festive new coffee hut is going to wake you up every morning with an amazing selection of coffee drinks and food that Fairbanks has never seen before. You'll find Cafe Miguelito's on College Road across from Creamer's Field. Pull in and check out the menu with creations like the vanilla chai banana bread latte. Try the Mexican spice mocha with butter rum or fill up with a ham and cheese torta with onions and jalapenos. Get your certificate to Cafe Miguelito's this 50-50 Friday.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it. At a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money, that's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here. Hope you're having a good day and enjoying yourself, and I'm working on my North Korean equipment here. The things I have to go through. But we got her working for the most part, and again, Terry, thank you for that phone call and that idea. See if I can round up a good fisheries biologist or someone from the management, University of Alaska Science, and just get them on here and have an interview and ask them a few questions and see where it goes. Really appreciate that. Oh, boy. And again, that is going to be a very big topic through this election cycle for running for governor. You know, we're more of a fishing location here, but the impact on the Yukon River, the king salmon species there, and all the species on the Yukon River, and coming into the Tanana drainage and everything. So it's affected us. It has affected us. And, you know, when was the last time you were able to catch and keep a grayling on the Chena River? You know, so it's getting to where it's noticeable. Simple as that. So, okay, back to the oil. Crude oil has a minimum temperature of 85 degrees at the injection point into the pipeline, pump station 1, and approximately 50 degrees Fahrenheit at the terminal. Okay. Average daily throughput in 2024 was 465,831 barrels. That is 19,410 barrels per hour, or 13,584 gallons per minute. So it's got some pressure going down there. It takes an average of 19 and a half days travel time from pump station 1 to the terminal with a velocity of 1.7 miles per hour. Goodness. So it keeps going. Now, the Dalton Highway, James B. Dalton Highway, is named by the state in 1981 for 415 miles roadway, including the North Slope Haul Road and 57-mile road from Yukon River to Livengood, constructed by Alyeska. From 1969 to 70, this section of road was originally 56 miles. 1 mile was added after the realignment by the state at Livengood in 1981. James B. Dalton was a native-born Alaskan graduate of mining engineering who supervised construction of distant early warning line in Alaska. He was an expert on Arctic engineering and logistics and served as a consultant in the early oil exploration of northern Alaska, pioneering winter trails for heavy equipment transport. The following information about the highway is current as of construction. There is 20 permanent bridges. So, we are going to have Libby Dalton. That's the daughter of Mr. James B. Dalton. We're going to have her on with Nick Nugent, I believe, in April. Yeah. And, you know, there's sort of like a side course here. We did a show with Joni Skillbred on the history of Pioneer Park and why it's called Pioneer Park and how that all started and the funding that came through and the people who put it together and why they called it, you know, the Pioneers and why they reverted it back to Pioneer Park. And that is going to be interesting. There is, I believe this Thursday, there is a, tonight, defending the park, 5 p.m., the Borough Assembly Chambers, the Museum Board, thanks to the Pioneers for sending the emails and letters to the Recreation Commission Board and Borough Assembly in defense of the park's name. Over 200 letters have been delivered to the borough presentation at tonight's meeting. So it's a call to the troops, I would say, to not change the name. And this is Scott Crass's idea. And he's the presiding officer. And, you know, it's interesting. This is my thought on it. The name is always going to be changing. You know, changed in, 2002, 20-some years ago. So in about another 15 to 20 years, my thought is, someone on the Borough Assembly is going to say, hold it, when I grew up as Pioneer Park, we should name it back, we should change it back to Pioneer Park. And it's going to happen. You know, they might change to Alaska Land on Thursday at the next assembly meeting. But it'll go back to Pioneer Park someday. This is one of those things that you sort of shake your head and, you know, what's in a name and Why was it named Alaskan? Well, it was that was the funding name that the state legislature gave it. So that came through. So anyway, and you know, it started out, it went to the city, and the university was involved as keeping the accounting of the funds that were spent. And so it's then it went to the borough, and lots of stuff going on out there. So what the heck? We'll see what happens. But it's a very sticky situation and subject, that's for sure. Now, earthquakes along the pipeline. The Nadali Fault on November 3rd, 2002, the pipeline withstood a magnitude 7.9 Richter scale earthquake that was centered at the Denali Fault in interior Alaska, approximately 50 miles west of the pipeline. The ground along the fault moved an estimated 18 feet horizontally and 2.5 feet vertically. Remember all the, back then in the about 2003 and 2004, all the road repair work that happened because of that earthquake? The quake was the largest on the Denali Fault since at least 1912 and among the strongest earthquakes recorded in North America in the last 100 years. So it's designed to take, the TAPS is designed to take an earthquake of 8.0. So it has been designed for that. Well, how about that? Anyway, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255 if you want to call into today's show. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Durability, hard work. That's Northern Power Sports. Proud supporters of the Open North American's 80th year of racing. Spring guarantee pre-order time is here. Reserve 2027 Arctic Cats before March 23rd with just $1,000 down. Only at Northern Power Sports.
Foggy, drafty, or outdated windows? Say goodbye to these worries with Frontier Glass. Don't let chilly drafts sneak into your home. Their cutting-edge window systems keep the cold out and the comfort in. With Frontier Glass, you get more than just crystal-clear views. You get peace of mind. Their window systems are built to withstand the Fairbanks elements and stand the test of time. Upgrade your home with Frontier Glass replacement window systems. Call 907-451-4527 for a free estimate. Frontier Glass, your window to a brighter future.
Left, 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 right, left. It's March. Ah, March. I crack myself up. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. March is here, and you know what that means for the weather. Yeah, neither do I. I tried controlling the weather, but I just ended up winded. Okay, last point about the weather. I promise I'll chill out. So we don't know what direction the weather is going to take, but I bet we'll see it all. Snow, cold, thawing temperatures, sunshine, ooh, dry pavement, black ice, more snow. Who knows? Here's what I do know. If you're waiting in line to get your car serviced at another shop, you might be an April Fool. If you try to get a service appointment at your usual shop and they tell you May, as in maybe they'll get to it, maybe they won't, then march yourself down to Fairbanks Nissan and let us get you in fast. Yes, we sell Nissans, and we work on all makes and models, and we work with most extended warranty contracts, even if you didn't get it from us. So why are you waiting in line? If the flyers are going to bloom before your car gets looked at, you should spring on in. Oh, and buy three tires, get one for dollars back. This is our best deal of the year on tires, so don't wait for the line to start. Go online and schedule your speedy appointment today at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 1 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 27 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to zero. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. If you want to call in today to today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And March. Besides the March Madness and the Open North American, we're finally starting to get some March weather, even though it starts out at minus 27 below and gets to about zero. We get that variation temperature swing of 30 degrees, And March and September are my favorite months because, you know, you get such a great hue colors in March with the sky and the sun and everything like that. You need to get out your sunglasses for the first time when you're driving around. And hopefully, you know, it's going to be maybe at the beginning of April, 20 above, but we will see. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Jim.
Jim, how you doing?
You're just talking about the pipeline.
Yeah.
You know, I came up here from Chicago in 1974 and got on the line. It took a while, but I did, and managed to stay 3 years on the line and then like 7 or 8 years up north in the oil patch. Just a fantastic experience for me. It's just incredible, you know, all the stories you could come out with and have a movie or a miniseries about the pipeline construction.
It was something else, wasn't it? You know, I was in high school during that time frame, and what a time to be in high school in Fairbanks, Alaska during the construction of a pipeline.
Oh, gosh.
Who'd you work for?
I worked for Associated Green Constructors.
Okay.
And that was on the main line. And then, you know, it was I started in the summer, August or July, and worked till like December. And I heard that they were going to lay us all off for the holidays, actually. It was, you know, the dead of winter.
Yeah.
It was a VSM crew drilling holes for the VSM and,
mm-hmm.
and putting the VSMs in around Coalfoot area. So I quit 2 weeks early so I could get back to town to take I was in a laborers union also.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to get a dispatch up to the Prudhoe, and I managed to do that. And then I worked for Alaska General.
Okay.
And,
yeah, Dave McDonald was the secretary treasurer back then, and then whatchamacallit, Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas took his place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just, you know, what would Alaska be like if oil hadn't been discovered up there? It would have been like what you lived through before high school.
Yeah.
A quiet little community here. I mean, you at least experienced it before all the
mayhem, yeah.
Because when I was here, you know, you couldn't get the dial tone right away on the phones and the traffic. It was exciting. Yeah, believe you me, there was like a movie from the Gold Rush towns.
It was, yeah. You know, I remember they put on the front page of the paper this shack out in the middle of nowhere without water, without a phone, without heat, and it was $500. And
Chicago,
and, yeah, and people
Chicago Tribune,
yeah,
Chicago Tribune had an article just a couple of days before I left saying, don't come to Fairbanks. There's no place to stay. There's no
yeah.
for more people, and it was a warning. And yet I still went because my buddy talked me into it. We both drove up from the lower 48 in my Volkswagen, and that was
good for you. Good to hear.
But anyway.
You know, it was interesting because the Newsminer they had back then, their printing were tin plates. And they would take a tin plates and, you know, do their newspaper print. And one of those was the classifieds, you know, things for rent.
Okay. Yeah.
And people would go to the trash to get, before the newspaper was published, to get the tin plates out to look what was available for rent so they could call. You know, it was that competitive.
We were lucky enough to find a place on Cowell Street. The woman had like 8 beds in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And, we got in there. There was only one other person in there, and then it got filled up right away. You couldn't get a place back then.
Well, I'm glad you stayed. I'm glad you stayed.
Well, you know, and now I have grandkids. I have kids that are still up here. What a difference it would have been if I hadn't come up here. I would have been installing alarm systems in Chicago, and then that company went out of business. I don't know where I'd be now. But
there you go.
Thankfully, I vested and have an income from the laborers.
Sounds like you've had a good life, sir. Good for you.
Thanks to the oil.
Yeah.
Oil discovery here in this great state. Yeah. So
I got to go. Got another phone call. Thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Yep. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Well, I'm a little unhappy with the opinion page editor at the Daily News Miner, but yesterday's News Miner has an excellent community perspective from Libby Dalton Slane on the history of Pioneer Park and why it should remain named Pioneer Park. So I think that if people haven't read it, they should get a chance to read it, and certainly think the place should stay named Pioneer Park.
I concur. Thank you for calling in and calling that out. And Libby is a good friend of mine, good person. Her mom, Mike, and was something else. And anyway, appreciate it, sir. You have a good afternoon, and I'm going to take another phone call here.
Okay, bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, Dave. This is Jamie.
Jamie, how you doing?
Well, you know, whatever. I'm kind of on the Alaska Land side because it's hokey, but it was fun. But I've only been here 46 years, so.
Oh, you newcomer.
I know, right?
Trying to come in here and change our ways.
Anyway.
Rookie.
A lot more fun back in the day. You know, all right, this is an aside, okay, from what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But every time they say, we're going to upgrade something from children's playgrounds to any kind of computer or phone thing, they always make it worse, you know? So, like, we used to have, like, when they took the tire swings out of Alaska Land.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I hear national security, public safety, I just scream. I'm like, I hate these people. Whoever got killed because of a tire swing in Alaska Land? My kids and I, anyway, whatever. So what did I call that? Oh, hey, wasn't Cliff Berglund one of the original wildcatters that helped discover oil in Prudhoe?
No.
I thought it was Cliff. I thought it was Cliff and a buddy of his.
No, that was Arco. That was Arco and I forget the other company name.
Well, I know it was Arco. I think Cliff was before that.
No. Cliff was one of the original lease. He was a leasehold owner when they did the leases up there. He was one of the original leasehold owners.
Well, he was always a contract guy, but
yeah.
But yeah, because didn't he do the things where all the big box stores, which I hate, are the
yeah, he represented the Binkley Family Trust.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
or the
Binkley.
Bentley, I'm sorry, the Bentley Family Trust.
Yeah, Bentley, right.
You know, Cliff was a heck of a person. And I you know,
my
first day of first grade, I met Joe Berglund and graduated, you know, 12 years later with Joe Berglund. And, you know, anyways.
Which one was Joe? Well, Joe was what's his name's brother?
That Dave, that's a, you know, the,
right,
it goes,
yeah, happy with him.
It goes Bruce, Mary, Dave, Barb, Joe and Jim in
oh heck, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm disappointed in Dave, but Cliff was a great guy. Now him and I used to rub elbows now and then and politicking and whatever, you know.
Cliff wasn't afraid to tell you exactly what was on his mind and exactly what he thought.
Cliff was a great guy.
He was.
But I really have been for years. I know Arco was the big player up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you got to appreciate Wally and Irma Lee. I've had dinner with them a few times back in the day, and they were wonderful people. I mean, Wally and I had our differences. I don't like the way he drank Jack. I could tell you a great story down the 40 mile when I was being a human antenna, and in 1990 heard that him and Jack were jumping ship because the Democrats were voting for the weakest players, and it was Jim Campbell and Arliss Terzulewski were running on the Republican ticket. And it was like, oh, no. So they jumped ship and went to AIP, which is now defunct, which I find very disheartening. But and I have pictures of me somewhere on Facecrack I've been trying to get my kids, you know, somebody get my pictures. I don't know how to get them off of there, and I can't even get on there because it's changed so much, so I don't get on Facecrack. So I can't communicate with any of my representatives or legislators or whatever, but or anybody else. But anyway. But
what area of Fairbanks do you live in, or the area?
Well, you know, I'm in Two Rivers.
Okay. So your representative is Frank Tomaszewski. And
I know who my... I have a very good senator and a very good representative.
Yeah, you do. You have two very good people.
The senator I've had since Ralph Seekins, actually.
Yeah. So what you do is you go to the third floor of the...
I know where to go.
Okay. You said you couldn't get in touch with them, so I was just trying to help you out.
With them, you know, and there are people, and I was unsatisfied, and I'm having difficulties, like major difficulties, and I'm owed $1 million, but, that, you know, you don't like to hear my child support stuff, so... Anyway, I hope Clay Bishop doesn't get anywhere in this whole scramble, this whole voting disaster area thing that we got going on. Man, we came close last time, but you know what? I think they're putting more dark money into it.
Okay.
And I don't know. What do you think? I mean, we came close to getting rid of this voting system last time. What do you think about that?
I am going to, again, vote to remove the ranked choice voting.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
And like I said.
And this time, when you vote yes, it's to remove it versus no to keep it. You know, and that's how they blew it last time. They had everyone voting no. And so.
That's because we talked about this a while ago, a few weeks ago. They do this all the time. That's how they got the Carlson Center, which is such an architectural monstrosity. I would pay taxes just to get rid of it. And they said, oh, it's going to pay for itself in the first year. They do this. And they bring things three times. It was a third vote that got it in into special elections where you don't have people that know anything voting. And or the people's special interests. Yeah. You know.
I got to get going. I got to wrap up my show here. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great day. Okay. Bye.
See you later, alligator.
You got it. Oh, you know, the time goes by fast, and you know, I always look back on. I love Fairbanks' history. We're not long for our history, but we are rich in our history. And the different aspects of what Fairbanks has done. And that's why I enjoy bringing Joni Skillabred and Nick Nugent and things like that. And, you know, dedicating Wednesdays to history or past or things like that. And this Wednesday, I've got Craig Campo calling in from Mexico. He said he'd call in if he doesn't go fishing. What a jerk. I'm going to hurt him when he comes back. Yeah. But anyway. So, but... The time frame of the pipeline construction, unless you experienced it, you can't describe it with what happened. And it's just like, bam, it's just like an explosion went and the way everything that happened. And so anyway, so heck, Fairbanks, that is our show. And again, we have the Open North American happening this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And again, we are the dog mushing capital of the world, and Fairbanks is the mecca of it. You have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. And I'll have Representative Mike Prox on the radio with me.